here's more big news for you. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he will serve as chief medical advisor to Joe Biden if that all goes through. I don't know what to make of it now. The media doesn't pick presidents. We do. In order to believe Joe Biden won, you have to believe so many incredibly impossible things happened all at the same time in perfect sequence. Then I'm sorry, I don't believe in that sort of thing. I don't believe in the election fairy. All right, I don't. I believe in Steve Doolin, though. He's here on Fridays, Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, an attorney and just an all-around good guy. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Gruber. Hey, speaking of MCRGO, I want to speak to you on air about the fact that our board decided to make you an honorary life member for all the work you do to raise awareness about the issues that are most important to us. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Steve. I do appreciate the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. I do believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that education is important. I believe people having a good understanding of firearms is important because I think a lot of people that don't like guns aren't familiar with them. I think that they've been told a lot of things that are just not factually accurate, and I think it's important for me and you and others to use a platform like this one to tell the truth, don't you?
I do, and you've been a huge part of it, and our membership is up dramatically this year, and we've got best estimates about 6.5 million new gun owners nationwide, and many of those are here in Michigan. And we're working very hard to make sure that they are trained and informed properly so that they can stay safe.
There you go. So, all right, tell the folks where they can, anybody listening. Steve Doolin and I have, well, we knew each other on the phone and on the radio for a long time before we met in person. Finally, we decided to break down and have our first date, which we did. Anyhow,
It went well.
We're still together. Anyhow, so we got to know each other quite well, and I've seen Steve and the twins on many occasions out in public. That's inside baseball. But tell them where they can find out more about the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners because it's an important organization. Let's be honest. At some point, if you get involved in an altercation, if you're a CPL carrier, if you own a concealed pistol license and something happens, you need somebody to talk to now, I mean right now. This is the organization, and that's just one example of things that are so important. I mean, if you pull the trigger, you're going to jail, but you need the right people behind you, right? I mean, you need to know what's happening, and education is important. So go ahead and tell them where they can find out more.
Absolutely. Our website is fairly simple, if you can remember the name of the group. It's mcrgo.org, Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners.org.
There you have it, mcrgo.org. You can always call here and find out, too. But Doolin, it's so important because I feel right now that a lot of people are very anxious, I suppose, about what comes next. Many of us are now fully, you know, I didn't know for a while. You couldn't tell, but every day that passes, the videotape out of Georgia now that surfaced yesterday from State Farm Arena. Listen, illegal things went on. Votes were stolen. Votes were cast that we have no idea where they came from. Were they manufactured? Were they real? Nobody knows because laws were broken. And so a lot of people are anxious about what comes next. And our Constitution has never been more threatened, I don't think, in the history of this country. Your thought?
I was thinking about this. I knew it would come up talking to you this morning on air. And the thing that occurs to me is, my lefty friends can't come up with any response other than their typical ad hominem attacks against individuals. I noticed it again when Rudy Giuliani's hair or face makeup, whatever it was dripping a while back. That's all they could talk about. They wouldn't talk about the content of what he was saying.
Substance.
And the latest is that the one person who is testifying, young female IT worker who was extremely worked up while she was testifying, that, you know, the quote this morning is, well, she sounded like she was off her meds. No response to the content, just ad hominem attacks.
Well, watching the Democrats respond in Georgia having just watched a videotape of large suitcase-type baggage being pulled from under a table after everybody was sent home because they were done counting, bags that could have contained up to 6,000 ballots, according to those testifying yesterday in Georgia. 25,000 votes produced from under a table at midnight or whatever, you know, in the middle of the night. Oh, and they're like, well, this has been debunked. This has been debunked. It's like they're a broken record. It's been debunked. No, here's videotape. Nobody's seen this tape before. It's brand new. We call that physical evidence. Is that physical evidence security footage?
Yeah, sometimes referred to as, yes. It's also sometimes referred to as documentary evidence, but it certainly is evidence.
And so if you're an attorney,
you know,
which
who sounded
you are,
off her meds was the Georgia senator who immediately after watching the video, I watched this thing too yesterday. She said, well, what evidence do you have that what we were told by our election officials is wrong? And the attorney who was doing the presentation, and I feel terrible, I can't remember her name because she was really good. She was stunned. She didn't know how to answer the question. She just said, I just showed it to you.
Yeah. Hi, Jackie Pick is
Thank
what I've
you.
Got.
Yeah.
The attorney Jackie Pick and her team. Yeah, evidence other than the videotape I just played?
Right.
It lasted 12 and a half minutes, and we actually have 14 and a half hours of this stuff? Anyhow, Doolin, greatly appreciate it. Again, the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. The Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners, mcrgo.org. Check him out today. Thank you for the honor, Mr. Doolin. I greatly appreciate it. I do. And thank you to all your folks. And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody, on a Friday. Quick break. I'm going to play you that little soundbite right after this.